good. I'm gonna patch in Uriah. Is Sean getting on?
Yes, he should be, and he should be calling in now.
Okay, let me patch. Hi, Uriah. Sorry
Sean Garmer.
The delay. I have them both, Sean and Daniel, here.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you there? Hey, good. How about what's wrong?
How are you doing?
One more time. Oh, I'm doing wonderful. But how you guys? I'm sorry, I'm
all right.
A little bit of trouble here.
It's okay. I'm actually doing fine right now.
Oh, are we there?
All right, can you all hear okay?
Yeah, I think we got it. I think we got it now. I think there's just a little bit of a lag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear fine.
All right. Well, great. You guys got questions?
Yeah, just to start off with, since the game does involve video games and our website has a partial focus on video games, do you play any video games regularly? Any that you like? Any favorites?
Yeah, I'm not a huge gamer. I'm a pretty active person. Like, if I'm you know, sitting down for too long, I start getting haywire. But some of the only games that have actually been able to grab my attention are the Battlefield 1, Far Cry 4 and 5, Far Cry Primal, and Grand Theft Auto. And my favorite kind of games are open world games, you know, like Red Dead. You know, you've got these massive, expansive maps where, you know, you just get to roam free. And that's kind of like my personality, too. Like, I'm a big old roamer. You know, like, I love going places. I love talking. You know, games that kind of let me do that virtually are, you know, my favorite.
Okay.
Have you gotten been able to play the Nintendo Switch at all to play Zelda?
I've not been able to. You know what? I haven't played Zelda in a long time, actually. In 10 years. I've got some friends who are really into it. I've been considering trying it again, but I just haven't really had the opportunity yet. But when that opportunity does come by, you bet I'm going to snatch it.
So I see that you grew up with like a little bit of a martial arts background and everything. Did that help you doing the stunts and fight scenes in the movie at all?
Absolutely. Having that, you know, background experience really made things easier. In filming the movie, but training was still difficult. We had about 3 weeks of training before the movie. That were just grueling. Nini and I, the other actress in the movie, just beautiful woman, and really dedicated to the movie as well. We could barely walk after our first detraining day. They're like, they're so stiff. It was, we were just like, they beat us down, but it all worked out. I mean, like the action in the movie, from what I haven't seen the full movie yet, but from what I've seen, looks killer.
Yeah, from watching it, the action scenes just look to flow really well. There's not a lot of cuts in them, so it looks like everybody, the actors, are actually doing the fighting instead of an obvious double in there for them.
Yeah, no, we did most of our work. I did most of my own things. My stepdaddo was absolutely amazing. Our entire stunt crew was just the most professional and nicest guys. It was like you could ever work with. We would hang out after set, and even though they didn't speak a word of English, and I didn't speak a word of Chinese, like we still had fun. We still understood each other. We did do most of our own stunts, and that's why we have such a grueling and long training process, but it definitely prepared us for what was to come.
So being that you had sort of worked a lot on, like, you know, TV shows previously, how does that compare to doing movies, especially one that obviously required a lot of work from you physically and emotionally.
Yeah, I actually, I prefer it. I love TV shows, but don't get me wrong. They're great. You have a steady schedule. You know what's going to come out of the next week. But I'm a guy that kind of can appreciate chaos, just as much as, the order. I got to have a little bit of yin and my yang. With movies, it's kind of like that. You got to stay on schedule. You got to hustle. You got to get all your shots in because you only have a limited amount of time to film. You got to meet your deadline. So kind of having that driving force behind it really picks up the momentum of the film, and it keeps everybody excited. And it gives everybody kind of that energy that that kind of stagnates when you're on a TV show. I love filming movies, but I do love filming TV shows. But it's like comparing apples to oranges. They're in the same business, but they're two different media platforms, and they both have their perks, they both have their their downsides. But I think my favorite is movies.
Okay. Since Batista was in this movie, I was just curious: were you a fan of professional wrestling at all? Had you watched any?
No, I'd never watched professional wrestling. I was a competitive fighter for a while, though, and Dave fought in MMA. So I definitely knew who he was, but I never really knew much about him. So I started looking him up before I met him, and I just found out how big he actually was in the wrestling community. Really impressive. And just meeting the guy and seeing how down to earth and just like what a kind hearted person he is. Like, I was not expecting that whatsoever. It completely caught me off guard. He loves animals. He's just the kindest, sweetest person to everyone on set. He's not entitled at all. This is, a guy who's absolutely, massive in more than just the literal sense. He's a big guy, but he's got so much going for him, from Spectre to Guardians of the Galaxy to WWE, and for him to maintain a level head, despite having all the success, is just, honestly, one of the most impressive things I've seen as an actor, because I see a lot of people get, easily caught up in all the fame and stuff, but he's just such a good person. I can't speak highly enough of those.
Yeah, Matias was talking about how he's sort of like a funny. He wanted to have a role where he could be funny and stuff in the movie. Did he make you you guys laugh a lot on set?
Oh yeah, no. The entire filming process in China was great because the whole thing was we would mess up so many takes and we're laughing through each one. I'm pretty sure our blooper reel is going to be longer than the movie. It makes sense. I definitely understood why they had that feeling because he's such a big guy and he's so menacing looking. He automatically gets typecast as the super serious, like warrior heroes or the super threatening bad guy. So I definitely understand him wanting the opportunity to do some comedy and it made me laugh, I think he's good. It's cool seeing how versatile an actor he is. It's really impressive.
Yeah, that kind of came off very well in the movie. All of you guys had lines that I think each one of you, the main actors, and you specifically, I probably laughed several times with you guys, so... It was kind of cool to see you all in different roles, you mentioned, So you mentioned, not really knowing the language and that it was a good time and everything, but how kind of was that just going from, you know, being in the United States, all that stuff, and like filming in another country, how was that experience?
So if I'm being honest with you, in the beginning, it was pretty rough. You know, I had to leave, you know, all my friends, you know, I had a girl that I liked and, you know, was staying, and I had to leave home. And, you know, it was really rough in the beginning. I didn't know anybody. I didn't speak the language. You know, the food was completely different. I had no idea, you know, where I was geographically because I'd never been in Asia before. But once I kind of got my sea legs, everything sort of worked itself out. I mean, I became friends with Mimi and Mark on the show. And I mean, I hung out with the whole crew. You know, I'd go out and, you know, hang out with stunt guys afterwards. And as soon as I sort of got over the culture shock and the fact that I was so far away from home and I lived here for such a long time, and I kind of settled into the fact that, you know, this is what I'm doing. The whole situation got a lot better, and by the end of it, I didn't want to leave. I had formed such strong relationships with every single person on the set, and you know, every single cast member, every single crew member, you know, the PAs. It was honestly one of the most rewarding experiences on that. It taught me kind of how to adapt to situations that, you know, I had never been in before, but had been thrust into.
Did you get to, I mean, I know you probably didn't have a lot of time to do many things outside. Did you get to kind of see anything in China or whatever that kind of left this, like, oh man, I've seen this and now it's, like, I'm going to, like, think about this for a long time, just this memory?
You know what, and this is something I hold true. I've traveled, you know, to Europe. I've been around. And when I was in Europe, you know, I was just on vacation. I did the whole thing of, you know, like sightseeing and, you know, seeing all of the, you know, the Colosseum, you know, the Trevi, the Vatican. But the entire vacation was just so packed in, and we had, you know, an itinerary, you know, for a vacation. And it didn't really feel like, you know, like a vacation, just because, like, we were, you know, running around so much and just kind of keeping on schedule. China, even though I was working there, I felt like more of a vacation, because even though I didn't see, you know, crazy attractions, but I didn't get to see, you know, the Great Wall of China while I was there, because we were filming so much. I didn't get, you know, I didn't see one panda while I was in China, which that I am upset over. I definitely wanted to see a panda. But, you know, I didn't see terracotta soldiers. But what I did get to see was, you know, the actual people that lived there. Because we were filming in these rural towns. We were filming in these smaller communities. You know, the heart of China. You go to China and you see, you know, the Great Wall, and yes, it's iconic, but getting to connect with the people and understand the culture, that was amazing. That was absolutely beautiful, being able to, you know, be immersed in something that I'd never been to, like, never experienced before. A place I'd never been to, but a place that I always wanted to go. So even though I didn't get to, you know, do a lot of tourist stuff, I definitely got to do stuff that a lot of people wouldn't be able to do. So I definitely count my blessings there.
I have about 1 minute left.
Daniel?
You want to go to the last question?
Any humorous stories from set that you can share? Anything that kind of sticks with you that makes you laugh as you think about it now?
One more time.
What was that? Do you have any, like, funny stories from filming the movie? Anything that when you think back, it just makes you laugh at what happened?
Yeah, it was really funny. Mark and I were, Mark and I both ended up in the hospital filming Warrior's Gate. Mark broke a rib, and I ended up slicing my arm open down to the muscle. And we were both kind of recovering from our injuries while we were filming. And we're standing there one day, and we have our backs faced to the hangman's platform where he and I, you know, have nooses around our neck. And we have our backs to the platform. And we were just sitting there and we're talking like, man, you know what? I wonder what's going to happen next. Like, I wonder who's going to get hurt next. And then the next thing we know, we just hear a thud. And we just start laughing. We know someone got hurt, you know, and turn around and our director, Matthias, had fallen through the platform where, you know, we were going to be hung. He'd fallen through the platform, gotten a concussion, and broken his wrist. And even though it's like,
goodness.
I mean, the reason it's funny is because we'd all been injured before. I mean, like, obviously, it kind of sounds like a dickish thing to be like, to laugh over someone getting hurt, but we'd all been in the hospital by that point. So, I mean, it just, it killed us. We were dying laughing. I'm kidding. I'm laughing now. Holy crap. that was definitely probably one of the funniest things that happened.
It's always funny as long as nobody sees it.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's always, are you okay? Are you okay? Okay, now I'm going to laugh.
Yeah. Man. We got any more questions?
Okay, sorry, we're just about out of time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on with us, Uriah.
Yeah, man, thanks. That's good.
I appreciate you taking your time.
Yeah, man, thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
You too.
You too.
Goodbye.